Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Adi, come to you live, the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Tiki and Tierney, let's go. Got a lot to do. CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network here as... I'll tell you, man, you just can't trust the Patriots. You can't trust them.
This isn't a trust thing.
You can't trust them. You think this is like an organic development? Like, last second, suddenly McDaniels had a change of heart?
Dude, I did my sports minute on this.
Did you?
Deflate gate, slap in the face.
Slim, shady.
Let me set you up and then slap you backhanded. That's exactly what he did.
It's hard not to view it that way. This really is a stunner. Anyway, you cut it. Josh McDaniels changes his mind. Now, he never signed the contract, so that needs to be put out there. And by the way, it's nice to be alive because the last time I was in
back.
This...
Hey, by the way, did you know the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
I do. You know, listen, I was telling D-Cell probably about 5 minutes before the show started, like, I vaguely remember even going home. On Monday.
Did you drive?
Did
you take an Uber?
No, I drove. Mm-hmm. I did drive. It was, and I was just so disappointed. Listen, everybody gets the flu. I don't expect any sympathy. I just wanted to be able to do the show the way I wanted to do the show because it was such an awesome Super Bowl. I'm sincerely so happy for the Eagle fans. There's so much great stuff going on now, right. So I appreciate you holding it down.
It's all good.
I'm not 100% yet, but I'm good enough to rock and roll, so I'm fired up to be back.
You know who held it down?
Who's this?
All of our callers, man.
Did they really?
Dude,
I'm not surprised.
They populated the bank literally the rest of the day.
Well, I want to get some of that love today, so let's get those phones lit up here. 855-212-4227. I'm not even touching Porzingis the first hour. That's next hour. Wow. I can't do that hour.
I felt for you as soon as I saw it.
But we're not doing it this hour. So Josh McDaniels, the most cynical person, three things here, maybe a fourth, but as you allude to, planned payback for Deflategate, number one. Number two, Andrew Luck is more damaged goods than we thought. Number three, Belichick's situation has changed or it is in the process of changing.
Oh, it's evolving.
What do you think here?
Well, you know the weirdest thing, BT, listening to all of this rhetoric around this Josh McDaniels decision and how it pertains to Bill Belichick is nobody knows his contract, right? Nobody knows how many years Bill Belichick has left on his contract.
Uh-huh.
Like, when in the history of sports has that ever been the case where you can't with any sort of certainty say, well, Bill Belichick's got 1 year, 2, 5, 7 years left on his contract, so that's what Josh McDaniels is waiting for. It's really, really odd. But anyways.
That's a good point, though.
It is. I kept hearing it. Like, somebody's got to eventually say, oh, yeah, he's got 2 years left, and he's going to make, you know, however many millions he's gonna make.
Money's almost irrelevant. It's just more about the timeline, right?
Agreed. As it pertains to Josh McDaniels. But the other thing, BT, that you don't mention, the owner of the Colts is a knucklehead.
We've known that for a long time.
I know, but it's not getting talked about enough, I don't think. You know, Jim Irsay, we've seen it from the DUI, from the, you know, walking around with a wad of cash and being, you know, painting his hair blue and all these crazy things that he's done, lying or being obscure about the status of Andrew Luck at the beginning of the season, or even worse, not knowing the status of Andrew Luck at the beginning of the season. It's just he's a weird owner. I don't know him, so I can't.
No, it's a fun, you know, eccentric is a nicer word, maybe.
And if you're Josh McDaniels and you've been with the Pats for as long as you've been with the Pats, those couple of years out in Denver, notwithstanding, and Robert Kraft has been your guy, and Robert Kraft is mostly quiet, obviously a billionaire, will do anything in the world for you if you need it, and you're going to leave that to go to the Colts with maybe Andrew Luck, who isn't throwing yet and may not be ready. there are legitimate reasons for him to have had second thoughts.
Oh, I've never begrudged somebody. It's a life-altering decision.
Yep.
I'm not going to bag on somebody for, you know, taking the time and going through the process and going through the, you know, the checklist, all the pros, all the cons, like you do, you know, before you buy a home, maybe before you actually, you know, decide to propose to somebody.
Right.
You know, you have your little mental checklist and see how many things add up and whatever life decision it is.
You didn't actually do it.
I didn't have to do it.
Bro and con.
I didn't have a single con.
Okay,
the only con was is that I was maybe the con. I mean, really, I didn't even have to do. I was just saying for people who might have to do the list.
Just making sure.
I didn't have to do the list.
For those who do.
I'm not saying there's not one or two cons now after like 8 years of marriage.
For those of you all who do a list, pros and cons, before you get married, don't ever let that see the light of day.
No.
Ever.
No, do it mentally. Make a mental notation.
Mental notes.
Or what was that thing that that Cuban invented that dissipated?
Oh,
it was that little text message that kind of just...
Cyber dust.
Do it in cyber dust. Send it to yourself and hope the cloud doesn't find it. But the bottom line is this. I look at a guy like Josh McDaniels, right? Teak, he better be 100% right in his evaluation of what this means going forward with the Pats. Because I'll tell you what, he's damaged goods around the league.
Yeah.
It took him 7 years to change the perception of how petulant he was with the Broncos. And now he goes and he pulls this. If he's not the next man up in New England, I don't think I'd ever hire this guy.
Well, no, I mean, he's not going to be a head coach again, that's for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
But here's
how
the
many
thing.
Times can he become a coordinator and, like, change the way you're perceived?
Yeah, true.
That works once or twice.
But
you know what I'm saying?
We also said this about Doug Marrone, right? Doug Marrone, when he opted out in Buffalo because the new ownership, the Pegulas up in Buffalo, we thought, well, this is career suicide. He wanted to get the Jets job. Doug Marrone did. He didn't. He ended up having to go be the offensive line coach in Jacksonville.
And, like, quality control,
yeah,
it was like a belittling
dude,
title
serious
almost.
Demotion.
For somebody who, yes.
Who
yeah.
was a head coach.
Yeah.
And a pretty good one, too. And was responsible for a pretty decent turnaround up in Buffalo. They hadn't had a winning season until he came for about a decade. And so then to go be the O-line coach, you're saying, oh, dude, this is over. He's going to toil away, you know, breaking down film for the rest of his life.
That's what I thought.
For somebody else. But circumstances kind of worked out for him pretty quickly. He became the head coach and he got his team, the Jaguars, into the AFC Championship game this year and had some, I think, votes for coach of the year for how well he turned that team around. And so we can say right now that Josh McDaniels' career as head coach is probably over, and most likely it is, unless it's in New England. But we never know, right? Things could change. Someone could – it's all about one guy, one owner, just like one GM or whoever it may be finding their quarterback, right? Johnny Manziel just needed one guy to love him, and he did, and he hoodwinked him, but whatever. You just need one guy to love you, and then you get your shot. So I can't say with certainty that he won't woo somebody over, but it sure looks like it from afar that he's the type of person that you don't want as your head coach.
I guess I should have said I wouldn't hire him.
Yeah.
Because you're right. I mean, to blanket the NFL the way I just did, that's probably you know, a little dangerous and a little but I wouldn't trust him. You know, especially if you're a team. And let's face it, if Brady stays healthy for another 2 years or whatever, you know, I know he thinks he's going to play
five,
whatever.
More years.
But let's say he plays one or two more years, knock on wood, and we hope he does. And, you know, Belichick stays there, and there's still 10, 11 wins. And, you know, you cannot run the risk of having them play playoff games and think you have a plan hatched out. I mean, think about they interviewed. They had Nagy in. Mm-hmm. They had Wilkes in from Carolina. They had Matt Rhule in, who decided to go back to Baylor after just 1 year. I mean, they spoke to five. They had Vrabel.
Right.
He took the Titans job. They were viable people. Not that I think Rhule was viable yet. But a guy like Mike Vrabel, you don't think that would have been a solid double off the fence or maybe
course.
A gap or triple?
Of course, not a home run.
Now what do they do?
Not a home run because you don't know, but yes, absolutely.
So what do they do now?
God, the hard thing, who wants to take this job now?
Well, now you're begging. Now you're desperate.
Exactly.
And now you have to go for people that, let's face it, are 8th, 9th, and 10th on the list.
Yeah, you wonder also because they already hired the staff, and I don't know. I mean, Samter, what's the defensive coordinator's name again? I forget his name. They already hired him. And Dave Guglielmo, who was their offensive line coach, and there's one other assistant that they had already hired. But you almost get to the point where this kind of happened with Tampa. Remember in Tampa when John Gruden got fired or they got into a disagreement? I think it was late. It was like March, March or maybe even early April when they ultimately decided to part ways with John Gruden. It was so late to find a new head coach. So they promoted the defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Raheem Morris.
He wasn't really ready.
Of course he wasn't ready.
That's an understatement.
He was like 33 years
that's
old.
That's like having D-Cell going from running the board. And yes. By the way, he does a great job on a national level to going hosting, filling in for Rome or filling in for us.
Yeah.
That's kind of akin to, that's a big leap. Not that he couldn't do it, but he probably could.
Yeah, they have time, I think. They have probably a month before – you know, we start getting to the combine, not even a month, probably less than a month before the combine comes around. It's beginning of March. And so you kind of got to have a head coach before the combine happens. So the time is crunched, which means you're going to make a quick, and sometimes when those decisions are quick, they are not the best. So I feel for the Colts right now.
Oh, boy. Okay, Teak, 1-855-212-4227. Laid out there, obviously, that's the big topic of the day. Donovan McNabb will join us coming up this hour. Former Eagles quarterback, obviously, D. Nabb. Get his thoughts on a bunch of things. Of course, Nick Foles and the dynamic there. But also T.O.
Yeah.
We had T.O. on our set. Me and T.O. got into a little bit. And obviously, McNabb's not his real buddy. He was pretty forthright about that. But again, by the way, I didn't even get to congratulate the guys who got into the Hall of Fame.
Good point.
Congrats on that. Although Bocelli got hosed again. You know, I'm sure you hit this.
Yeah, but it's hard.
No love for offensive line, but it's
but
ridiculous.
But it's also really hard, BT. And he's actually going to have a hard time next year as well, just taking a little tangent on the Hall of Fame, because the Charles Woodsons of the world, who else is first ballot? Ed Reed's first.
Oh, absolute Ed Reed, no doubt.
The Champ Bailey.
I mean, yeah, there's some good names on there.
Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, Tony G.
There's a bunch of names that you kind of got to let in.
Yeah,
and Bocelli, because his career was shortened. If he had played 12 years.
Yeah, even if he squeezed out one or two more, because he was the best. How do you even quantify that? I'll let you do that.
It's not even close.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah. He just got injury issues.
Yeah.
But so did TD, and TD got in.
That's true.
Talking about Terrell Davis.
Easier to distinguish, touchdowns and big moments, obviously. I hear you. Jason Lock and Ford drops in hour number two. We'll get to the Porzingis stuff. Not prepared to do it first hour. We'll do it the next hour, I promise. And LeBron, did you watch any of this game? Like, did you check in on this game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's one of those you wanted to tune out because it's like, oh, they got it figured out.
Yeah,
You're lucky you didn't.
I was disappointed because I want them to lose every night. You know that because I'm now anti-LeBron. And I'm like, oh, they're winning tonight. So I just kind of kick it down the road. Maybe the next game will have a big story. The next game probably tonight because they have a national game. They're playing a good team tonight. I forget who it is right now, but they're playing on national TV tonight. Teak, they are a disaster.
Oh, of course,
I know you hit that. Isaiah Thomas needs to shut up. With all due respect, he's got to stop chirping.
You've
been there for 2 months.
They're playing Minnesota.
The T-Wolves they were great without you. They stink with you. You're the worst defensive guard in 2.5 decades.
Right.
Shut up.
Yeah. I got to tell you though, LeBron is bad defensively right now as well.
I know he is.
For power forwards in the league, he's usually in the top five. He's in 30th. Whatever I think he is right now. David Griffin, by the way, Sam just told me we'll have on Monday.
Yeah, there we go. Former GM of the Cavs. So we'll get to that. Also, is there a strike in the near future for Major League Baseball? Mm. You know, obviously, Teak and I, as a national show, I've long said that Major League Baseball has become somewhat regional. Certain pockets, I mean, it's a great sport. I love it. But New York, Boston, Philly, Chicago, of course, St. Louis, the Bay Area, but nationally, baseball's cachet is different. It's not 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But when there's a steroid thing or a Hall of Fame thing or the threat of a strike, we'll get to it. And we'll get to that later on today. There is a threat of a strike in Major League Baseball. So we have a great show. Calls, you cranked up. Let's get to them coming up here. 1-855-212-4227. Where do the Colts go? Do you believe this is more about luck? Do you think this is actually, how vindictive, but how Patriots would it be if this was actually a plan to stick it?
It's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I think we forgive Josh McDaniels if it is.
Can you imagine that? Boy, that is devious, but that is brilliant. Your call's coming up. Teaky and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Everybody's talking about superfoods, those nutritionally dense foods that are especially beneficial to your health. Did you know that beets are one of the most powerful superfoods you can put into your body? They're loaded with an important nutrient that increases your blood flow, which increases your energy. But who wants to eat a pile of beets every day? Not me. But now you can get the energy benefits of beets in a powerful, concentrated superfood drink. Super Beets. Only Super Beets is made from beets grown to exacting standards, then concentrated into superfood crystals. Super Beets promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina all day long. So if you want the benefits of a powerful superfood, call 800-948-2520 or go to superbeets.com/tiki. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beets is working for you. And get this, there's free shipping. So call 800-948-2520 or go to superbeets.com/tiki today.
Okay, 22 minutes past the hour. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio here on a busy Wednesday. Chris Ballard obviously had an interesting press conference today. He's the GM of the Colts. Let's pipe in a few of his thoughts, and then we'll get some calls here. Tiki, phones are lit up nice. 1-855-212-4227. Next hour, a lot more on the LeBron saga. Cavs are a mess, as we know. Here's Ballard on first hearing the news with McDaniels not taking the job. By the way, he looks like a no-nonsense guy. I don't know that I'd want to mess around with Ballard. He looked pretty pissed off, and you can see he's got a little mean streak that's pulsating throughout that body.
He's not large and overbearing like a Dave Gettleman guy.
No.
But it's like, don't mess with me. Someone's going to come out of the dark and throw a rope around your neck.
Projects a little toughness there. He's not happy. They're in a lurch now. They met with so many different people. And listen, I don't know the answer to this. I know a lot of people want to weigh in, so we'll get these calls here. But I'm going to ask you here, Teak.
Yeah.
Because there's been so much conjecture based on these series of events here, going back to the first story with Wickersham and these reported holes and the fracturing. Do you expect Belichick, Brady, and McDaniels to all be back at the start of next season in the roles that they currently have?
Yeah.
And you also have to factor in, also Greg Schiano, has turned down the D.C. job.
Yeah.
So that is now kind of emboldened some to say, well, what does Schiano know about what might not happen?
Yeah,
that is So there's just so much here.
Yeah, I just don't believe that Bill Belichick would leave on this way, just like Tom Brady wouldn't leave on this way. Now, if they had won, I speculated about this on Monday. I think they might have walked away.
Brady as well?
Yeah.
Why Brady, though?
Because you heard some things a couple of weeks before the Super Bowl where when asked about, Brady, Tom, is this going to be your last Super Bowl? You said you want to play till 45. And he started to say things like, well, sometimes things change, right? It was just these little indications that maybe he was thinking differently. And then we talked about that Facebook show, Tom versus Time, where he's trying to expand his national brand and make himself likable to a fan base outside of New England. Love him in New England. Most people elsewhere, they hate Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so
you think hate?
Hate or just they don't
see.
They don't.
A-Rod was hated back in the day. I don't think
they hate him because
maybe they're jealous. I don't think they hate Brady.
Jealous is the West.
Okay,
but they don't understand him. They don't.
Okay, I can see that. A little disconnect, maybe.
Well, they don't know who.
A little elitist.
He's right.
He's got this air of, entitlement. Which, by the way, if you really know his story, he had nothing of.
No,
but I hear you.
And if you've ever met him, he's not that way.
Oh, he's a down to earth guy.
But most people haven't.
As is his dad.
What they hear is these stupid press conferences where he's a Belichick light. And so by doing this show on Facebook, he's like, this is who I am, right? It's my family.
Yep.
He's notoriously private with his family. I know they travel and you get every picture every now with Giselle, but he's trying to create a different view of himself because he's trying to start a company. These TB12 centers.
Yep.
He wants him to be all over the country.
Yep.
And so the only way people are going to buy into it is if they trust him. So, I mean, I actually started to think if he wins, he might walk away.
But here's the thing, and you might be right, T, but just to think of it from this point of view, if the company is all about, elongating one's career, then wouldn't it be counterproductive to retire?
Well,
because the whole premise is to expect.
No, because at 40, which is,
50 for the, pertaining to pro sports.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Or 60,
he won
really.
The MVP.
Yeah. So, I see what you're saying. So,
right? I mean, Gannon is probably the closest one. He didn't, and he won just the Super Bowl MVP at what?
Rich was the league MVP back in 2002 with the Raiders.
But how old was he?
Rich was 38, I want to say. Mike, can you double check that? I believe Rich Gannon was almost positive.
That's about the closest.
38.
Well, usually when quarterbacks are this age.
Well, how old was Peyton?
Peyton, when he won the MVP, he was 37.
I mean, there's been a few guys in the neighborhood, but you're right.
You're right.
History shows, Cliff walk off of it, and there's no return.
37,
there's no bungee cord.
37, Rich Gannon was.
Rich was 37.
Which is the same as Peyton, probably.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So, I mean, you win the MVP, you win the Super Bowl,
yep.
Lead the league in passing yardage, you get your sixth Super Bowl of all time.
You think that empowers his brand even more?
Oh, of course.
Rather than to see him play until 43 and then maybe decay.
Yes.
And then poke a hole into what he's trying to. That's interesting.
So.
Interesting. Okay. So you're convinced that all three are back?
I am convinced.
I'm less convinced, but there you go. Laid out well. Let's start in Massachusetts. Corey's up first. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Corey, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. What do you got, Corey?
Well, from where I am, everybody is a diehard Patriots fan.
Yeah.
And if you're not, invited to Super Bowl parties or whatever. So I have recently got on everybody about the power struggle in New England. And I started saying the other day that Bill intentionally benched Butler to make a point. He's making sure that he's the one making the decisions overall. I think the Garoppolo thing and everything still comes back to the way the team is managed, and sometimes he feels overridden or whatever.
Yeah, but would you cut your nose off to spite your face? I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying, Corey. what basically Corey was saying was Bill Belichick wants to prove that he is the man in charge here.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what anybody says, whether it's his defensive coordinator, his players, it's his decision to do whatever he wants to do. And by benching Malcolm Butler, that proved that. I mean, I can't get down with that because I think he was just trying to be too smart. Malcolm Butler is a smaller corner. He significant size disadvantage for Torrey Smith and Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Aguilar. And so I think he outthought himself. Now, maybe it's because of some of these little things that were leaking out. He had a bad week of practice. He was sick, and they didn't trust him. You know, you kept hearing Malcolm Butler say, "They don't trust me." Well, I've been sick. I know that there's a couple days during my career I was deathly sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, couldn't get out of bed, right? And you get there, get to the stadium on game day. Coach, hey, you all right? Running back coach comes over. Gerald Ingram, hey, you feel all right? You gonna be able to, coach, trust me, I'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Once play starts, I'll be good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That sounds to me kind of like what it was. He was sick all week. They asked him, "Are you going to be all right?" He said, "Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be good to go."
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "No, okay, you're not."
Yeah, but Bill's got to go. I have a real issue with the way this is handled here.
Oh, I completely do.
I mean,
do.
No, I know. It's like, listen, if it's a football reason, I know that Bill Belichick didn't start these rumors.
No.
About weed, about parties, about cons. I understand it's not the origin, but you've got to go. I believe that for a guy who saved your ass at the Super Bowl, all right, and picked off Russell Wilson at the goal line, even if it was a guy who didn't do that for you, you got to do the right thing in life and deviate from your script on occasion and just be a good human being.
I don't disagree, BT.
Come to this man's defense.
Say something.
He did nothing wrong.
Say something if he did nothing wrong.
You can end all this conjecture and this irrational.
Because by not saying anything,
you're letting it fester.
Exactly.
It's wrong.
You're letting other people control the story.
Yes.
And it's often people who aren't even in the locker room.
Yes. it's really egregious is what it is.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this thing. I also think this here, Teague. And again, I lived through this because when, you know, the two bills that just came out when we were in Minnesota, I DVR'd it at home, but I caught the back end of it one night when we got back to the hotel room. And, you know, living through it, I knew all the machinations, obviously, as a Jets fan, because my team was the one that was adversely affected when it decided not to coach us. But you do forget the pettiness that was involved, you know, all these years later. And when people try to defend Bill on this level about Butler or even about trading Garoppolo or to a lesser extent Brissett, that man is petty. And if you don't believe it, just go back and watch the two bills. Mm-hmm. Why did he do what he did? It's because he at least wanted the power. Now, I don't begrudge him fully for this, to at least negotiate with the Browns rather than having the clause trigger in his contract and coach the Jets.
Yeah.
This is a man who is all about the power stick, and having his hand on the wheel. And if he feels that Butler did something or Kraft shoved Garoppolo down his throat, whatever there's something to play here. So when you say that you think all three are back next year, You might be right, and I might be wrong. I don't see a flame yet. I'm starting to smell a little smoke here. And there's been a little smoke smell for a while.
Oh, it has been for a while. But they manage it very well. They got the best firefighters in the world, I think.
that's a good answer. Gronk might retire. I don't know, man. I actually
could see that. We talked about that on Monday after you left. I could absolutely see that happening.
I don't blame him. Get out. You got your body still relatively. What are you, 28?
Mm-hmm.
You got money.
He'll be 29 soon, so.
Concussion. There's nothing more debilitating than a back injury.
He had the back issue in college.
I know. Than a back injury, which is the... What are you laughing at? Guys, I'm still a little loopy here. I'm just getting over
No! Too. Tiki legitimately on Monday said the term ishery.
And me and Diesel
are like, did he say ishery? And you just did it too. That's crazy. That's the odds.
That's weird. It's like two old married people been living together too long. A back issue and brain trauma. There's really nothing worse. You get your knee scoped, get your ankle fixed, get your wrist, stitches, get this.
At this point, you can get artificial ones.
You could.
Get artificial hips, knees, whatever.
That's true.
Your brain goes.
Can't regenerate the brain. No. And for the most part, the back is the hardest thing to fix. So, Gronk, if he's going to step aside, I'm not mad at him. All right, Teak, good stuff, man. 1-855-212-4227. Teak, it's here to show brought to you by, of course, Geico Phones. We'll get them going here even more. 1-855-212-4227. Great news. There's a quick way to save money. Just switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. We see the phones lit. I promise we'll get more. We got Donald McNabb coming up next. Jason Lock and four in hour number two. We'll get to the Porzingis injury. We'll get to the LeBron stuff. We'll get to all that and more. Here's Axe update. Rich, take it away, buddy. Okay, Tiki and Tierney, next hour, get some hoops going. The Cavaliers continue to melt. Knicks, nothing going their way. Obviously, KP out for the year. I'm going to chat with D-Nab in a moment here. Get some more of the Eagles. Obviously, busy stuff. The Colts are in alerts. What do they do? Time to ask the pros. Give you a chance to ask us anything you want. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Just tweet us at CBS Sports Radio. And use the hashtag AskThePros. That's the Twitter handle at CBS Sports Radio. Hashtag AskThePros. Make sure you listen later on. Teak and I'll take the best one, and we'll answer it for you. Hey, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Also, is Major League Baseball on the precipice of a strike? It's getting pretty nasty, really, beneath the surface here. Not a lot of stuff going on. Teak and I'll get into it in the third hour. But we're joined now by the aforementioned Donovan McNabb, former great quarterback for the Eagles. I mean, he toiled with the Redskins as well, but we don't even really need to. I mean, it doesn't really count. He was a great Eagle, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Yo, Ned, did you send T.O. that bubbly yet? Did you send him that congratulatory package yet, Mr. McNabb?
No, I didn't. especially with y'all playing 50 Cent in the club. What year are we in?
Hey, man. Listen.
All this new music out, y'all playing 50 Cent in the club. What is happening over there?
Don't talk to me. Talk to our board op. That's D-Cell. D-Cell's just catching up. He's young. He's young buck, though, D-Nab. He's, how old are you, D-Cell? 28?
He's 30.
30?
D-Nab, we come with the music. We come with the questions. You come with the answers. That's pretty much the way this shtick goes. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. You got to give me a little bit of introductory music. Give me hype or something.
Ooh.
Wait, that didn't get you hype?
What do you want to hear? Let's set him straight. What do you need? We'll get it for you. What do you need? What do you got? We'll get it for you.
He doesn't even have his
own. He doesn't even have it ready.
Yeah, he just want to call us out and then not
what
have
it. What do you want, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Donovan, you know, Philly is celebrating. I hope it's not burning right now. How fantastic. Excited they are. The parade is Thursday. Let's get the first question out of the way. What's your relationship with Philly and really the fandom? Because it felt like when you left, there was some hard feelings. What's the relationship with Philly now? Because I asked this to determine if you're really truly happy for them.
I'm happy for them. I mean, I'm happy for the organization. I think it's the one in which, you know, my 11 seasons playing there, that was one that I wanted to bring home for them.
Yep.
We had five tries, obviously, in the NFC Championship, made it to the Super Bowl, not able to complete the deal, and 13 years later, the new regime comes in with a lot of players that were involved in our starting, Deuce Staley and Doug Peterson, to be able to get the job done. I'm happy for the organization of being able to accomplish that one goal. And I'm happy for the fans. You know, this is one of, a lot of the fans have been waiting on for years. I mean, you talk about pass down of family members having an opportunity to go through each and every year of our decade of winning and not being able to seal the deal. And after I left and Andy left, it kind of went downhill from there. And when Doug comes in, second year after drafting Carson Wentz and now being able to get to the pinnacle and be able to win it. It's a wonderful and an exciting opportunity for these guys in Philadelphia to go out and celebrate and have their parade. I mean, it was during my years of playing there, you know, we've gotten so close and then to look out the window at the facility and see the Phillies having their parade and to go and finish it in our stadium was one in which that kind of pissed us off for a minute.
Yeah.
We were happy for them, but it was one in which it should have been us, and now they've been able to do that. So I'm happy for the fans as well as the organization.
You know, you knew Doug Peterson. He was there your rookie year. And
yes.
I don't know if – I mean, on a scale of, you know, a coach that we thought was going to explode on the scene and be fantastic, he wasn't on the top of the radar, right? I think he was underrated. Why is he so good at what he's doing right now?
Well, you know what? It's one in which that needs to be said. I mean, when you look at his offensive staff, these are all guys who have played the game and played the position. I mean, Frank Wright, DeFilippo, and then have Doug Peterson, guys who have been through the war, guys who – understand when they have the type of talent that they have at the quarterback position, what plays to be called. And it's one that's also said that, you know, and you and I both have been through situations where you play for a coach and they're stuck on their own ways.
Yeah.
You know, they understand that whatever play they feel they're going to call is going to work because over the years the numbers speak for themselves. And that's not always true. It's what you have out there on the football field and how can you make it easier for them to just go out and play football. And that's what you've seen in the 3-4 games, really, for Nick Foles. I mean, for the playoff games and the last couple games at the end of the season, to be able to get to know each other. You know, it's not Carson Wentz where you draft a guy and then all of a sudden he goes through his first year turning the football over and to come back his second season where he looks like a new guy.
Yeah.
You know, this is one in which you're bringing a backup quarterback in and you're starting to understand things that he likes. And then he sat down with those coaches and they were able to go back over film where he had the successful season in Philadelphia with 27 touchdowns and less than 5 picks and pull out some of those plays that he felt comfortable with. Now it's on the other guys to up their game and be able to rally so that they can achieve that goal, and that's exactly what happened.
You know, I'm happy you bring up Foles here because I need some clarity. I'm officially confused, Donovan. Mm-hmm. Donovan McNabb with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Former Eagle great, 6-time Pro Bowler, obviously, and we got D-Nabb with us here on the show. Listen, yeah, you referenced the 27 touchdowns. It was 2 picks a couple of years ago. All right, Chip Kelly, souped-up offense. Mm-hmm. NFL didn't know what was coming. It was kind of smoke and mirrors. All right, okay. And then based on what's transpired since, I was able to chalk that up as an anomaly. Listen,
right.
You hang 40 points on the Pats. Patricia, he's now the head coach of the Lions. He trimmed the beard, by the way, in case people didn't see
what?
It. He did. Yeah, he did trim the beard a little bit. He hangs 40. I know. he hangs 40 on the Pats.
He did trim the beard for the press conference.
A little bit. It's still there, but he just tightened it up, made it a little bit neat. But he didn't totally shave it off. It didn't totally conform, so we're not totally mad at him. And when you hang 40 on the Pats and you average 320 yards in the air per postseason game. I mean, at what point do we stop saying that Nick Foles, I don't know, maybe this guy can actually be a starter and a really good one. I'm confused. You tell me.
Can he
be a franchise quarterback?
Let me break it down to you this way. You know, when you look at the draft, you know, you focus on these players coming out of college and they're comfortable in this offense, they're surrounded by great talent. You know, when you get drafted high, and Tiki will tell you, when you get drafted high, you go into a terrible team.
Yeah.
But it just so happens the team that you go to, it has to be the right fit for the player. And when Nick Foles came into Philadelphia, he was drafted by Andy Reid, which he was able to get comfortable in that offense. And then when Chip Kelly came over, he brought in Pat Shurmur. Pat Shurmur was a guy who was in Andy Reid's offense. You know, now he's the offensive coordinator. So you're really running a West Coast offense, which thrown a little bit of the up-tempo style with Chip Kelly. So the guys that were there were used to the plays that were called, the Macklin, the Deshaun Jackson, you know, the LeSean McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the plays that they were so used to with Andy. It's just that now you're adding a little bit of the college flavor where it's up-tempo, fast-paced. All of a sudden people aren't used to that type of speed when it comes to Chip Kelly and that offense. Mm-hmm. That's why Nick Foles had that great season. Then the next year, it wasn't that he played bad. He got hurt.
Yes.
he was hurt, and then Michael Vick came in and wowed everybody with his talent in that offense and being able to spread the ball around and use his legs. So now when you look at Michael Vick coming in, everyone is still thinking of the Vick experience back when he was in Atlanta and providing excitement back in Philadelphia. Now, they didn't win anything, meaning that you need to win playoff games, but yet still now people forgot about Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Now, what's to say, and I'm not saying that this is going to happen, but what's to say if Carson Wentz isn't able to go in the first 3-4 games of the season? Now, all of a sudden, Nick Foles goes down there 3-0 or 4-0. Are they still going to be talking about Carson Wentz? Are they going to be talking about the guy who just won the Super Bowl for you?
And well, it depends. It depends how they're winning under your scenario.
Yeah.
If they're winning,
if they're winning the way they did against Minnesota or against the New England Patriots.
Yeah, you got a quarterback controversy.
That is tricky.
You got a quarterback controversy.
Well, it won't be a quarterback controversy because they're going to go back to when Carson Wentz played. All of a sudden, he was the MVP candidate, and that's their second pick of the draft.
Yeah.
It's different than when I was there.
Yeah.
You know how the fans were at that particular time.
Yeah, no.
This is their guy.
No.
Carson Wentz is their guy.
Yeah, you're right. But Nick Foles is their hero. This guy is
not. Nicely, he's the hero
done.
For the time being.
Yeah,
Donovan,
they haven't won a championship since 1960.
Time being.
So
this guy's like Rocky.
Answer me this. If you go to Tampa Bay, you think you still talk about Brad Johnson? If you go to Boston, no.
They don't care about football down in Tampa the way they do down in Philly.
Yeah. By the way, Donovan, this is why Rondé won't leave. But Donovan, this is why Rondé won't leave Tampa. He's like the mayor down there. I mean, he won a championship.
Rondé's done everything for him out there.
Yeah, I know. I'm just joking with you.
I still look. Every time I see Rondé, I just want to slap him in the back of the head for intercepting my pass in the NFC Championship.
Hey, every time I go to Philly,
they remember.
Every time I go to Philly, Donovan, and they try to get on me for being a Giant, I say, but you hate my brother more.
That is true. But they put all of y'all together. They put both of y'all together.
That's true. Donovan, you know this fan base really well. You were just talking about it. Obviously, you spent 11 years. You just like in New York, sometimes they cheer you until the rafters come down. There's other times they boo you until the rafters come down. And what does this mean for this fan base? Because it's been such a long time coming. And I think more importantly, is that like orneriness going to go away because they finally have a Super Bowl?
No. You know what? The anticipation of next year just continues to build. You know, just how when you guys won the Super Bowl. The whole thing is the anticipation of next year. It's just going into next year, hey, you know what? We can win back-to-back. Because that's the way they're going to feel if with Carson Wentz, the anticipation of Carson Wentz coming back, that he's going to be able to get back to his MVP form and lead them to that ultimate prize again. And they don't understand about injuries, and they don't understand about – you know, hey, you're going to play a different schedule and you got a target on your back. You know, that's nothing that fans think about as players. That's something we focus on until things start to change. So I just think for Philadelphia at this particular point, enjoy the moment. I mean, this is a time where you haven't been this successful in years. So enjoy the moment, enjoy the parade. And then when the time comes for next year, hey, refocus and get excited about your football team.
I got to tell you, Donovan, I mean, who the heck am I to challenge you on anything Philadelphia Eagles related? But I got to tell you, man, with all due respect, I really think you're glossing over just how important Nick Foles is in the life of every Eagles fan moving forward. I'm not saying that Wentz isn't going to get the job back.
Yeah.
I mean, but Jesus, they never won the Super Bowl. The guy won the MVP. He hung 40 on the Pats. I mean, the guy is a legend. He's an icon forever.
Hey, you know what? And you're absolutely right. And Vince Papale is a legend, too.
It's a different kind, man. Get out of here with that. That's a ridiculous reference.
The man made, they made a movie about the man. So one thing you have to understand is this.
Yeah, but that man didn't accomplish. But Donovan.
When it comes to Philadelphia fans, they're going to talk about winning the Super Bowl. And I guarantee when they talk about bringing Nick Foles into the conversation, they're going to bring Carson Wentz into the conversation. They're going to bring Doug Peterson into the conversation.
Vince Papale. You know, Vince Papale didn't accomplish anything.
Yeah.
He was, he made the team.
That's the thing. They haven't accomplished everything, but it's a team game. So they're going to bring them into the conversation together no matter what.
I think he's going to be an icon.
Donovan, he is an icon.
Donovan, we only have about 30 seconds here. Do you ever get back to Philly?
I do. I was there for the NFC Championship.
Yeah, and they cheer you, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Good. My name is in the rafters.
I'm just making
my
sure.
Up there.
I'm
All
just
the
making
that
sure.
We've had is in the rafters.
So I'm just making
there's
sure.
There's no way that you can forget what we've been able to accomplish there over a decade.
You're right.
That's true.
Because you're an all-time great, and I know it was, like, dicey when you left. You deserve to be cheered and applauded.
You know how it is, man. You just weed out the bad, and focus on the good. That's how it is in Philadelphia. Yeah. There are a handful of
negative people out there. That's how it is everywhere.
Yeah, a handful of negative people out there, but there are a lot of genuine fans who appreciate everything that you've been able to do.
I feel that, brother, for sure.
All right,
Donovan, appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, man, you guys have a great one. I appreciate you having me on.
No doubt.
Go Birds.
There he is. Fly, Eagles, fly.
I can't co-sign that one.
No, I didn't expect you to.
That's
where you got to stop. You got to walk to the legend, Sarah. He's my boy.
But I got to tell you, I agree with you, BT. Yeah. Nick Foles is a legend.
Legend.
I mean, he's already got the moniker.
Big Nick.
Big Richard. Big Richard Foles.
Big Nick.
And now he's got an MVP to go with it.
And it's not like they won 17-16.
No.
I mean, this guy, flea flickers against the Vikings, great defense, 40 points against the Pats. Are you kidding me?
Lost the lead.
Catches a touchdown pass.
Lost the lead, had to get it back, and did it. I mean.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Another wow for you. LeBron of the Cavs, but a different kind of wow. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.